Good evening. About 9 years ago, I was in New York City. It was late August, and I was there for a bit, a little bit half personal, half pleasure. And it, for some reason, at the end of August, it can rain like cats and dogs and actually be quite cold and chilly, even though it's usually hot and humid. And it had rained cats and dogs all night, and I got up in the morning early at about 5:15, 5:30, and it was just stopping raining. And I was within walking distance of Rockefeller Center, and so I thought to myself, the way I'd spend my morning is I'd walk down to the Today Show and hang out and wave to my mother, because she adored watching it back then, back when Matt and Katie, Ann and Al all got along and were on the same show. So I grabbed a coffee and a bagel and I walked down, and because it had been so rainy and there were lots of puddles, there wasn't a big line, so I didn't have to wait very long, got through security, and it was only about like one person deep. You know, I saw Lenny and the regulars and me in rain gear, and I thought, well, this is going to be, you know, fairly easy. I didn't have a sign, I didn't have a crazy hat, I just was kind of dressed like I am right now. But all I kind of wanted to do was do a little bit of a wave. Well, at the start of the show at 7 o'clock, between 7 and 7:30, more and more people started showing up. In particular, a lot of grandmothers with signs. And the one thing they do not tell you about these grandmothers with signs is that they get quite vicious when the camera pans by, because they want to get their sign up and be seen. So much so that I got elbowed twice and almost had a poster shove up my nose the first time the camera went by. So I actually took a step back because I didn't want to get in this whole fracas just over a little camera going by. At the bottom of the hour, or 7:30 hour, instead of Al Roker, Willard Scott comes out the door. He was subbing for Al that day. And he spoke to some people that were right outside the door, spoke to them. He kind of walked around about 10 feet the other direction, started speaking to some other people. And then he came over to where I was, which for some reason I instinctively stood right underneath the Dean and DeLuca sign. Again, I did not have any master plan of doing this, but that's where I was. And he came over and he talked to a woman from Kentucky, a woman from Arkansas. And then, because I have a shaved head, he said something about my head and did a sign of the cross, and then he walked away, which I thought was quite strange. 2 minutes later, he comes back, and the cameraman is behind him, and the red light goes on. And I could see the monitors up to my right, and I noticed that I was right in the middle of the frame, again, without any planning. So again, he talks to the woman from Kentucky, who was wishing happy birthday to her daughter back in Kentucky. He spoke to the woman from Arkansas who was there for her anniversary, and then they did the whole pig suey yell. And then he asked me to take a step forward, which for some reason I complied with. I still not to understand why. And then he put his hand behind my head, and he pushed me down, and he kissed me on top of my head. And then he turned around and said, "And now look for your local weather." And then he walked away, and he went through the double doors. He never asked my name. He never asked where I was from. That's all he did. Well, of course, now those same people that had been, like, elbowing me and getting their signs up kind of gave me this space and also this admiration that I was now famous because Willard Scott had kissed me. I, of course, was a bit in denial that Willard Scott had kissed me. I wasn't really sure how to feel. And at that exact moment, a friend of mine from college calls me. We'd gone to college in California, and she was living in Washington, D.C., and I hadn't actually spoke to her in over a year. And my phone rings, and she's like, "Hi, Kurt." And I'm like, "Hi, Vicky. How are you?" She's like, "I was getting ready for work, and I saw Willard Scott kiss you on national television. How do you feel about that?" And I said, "Well, I feel a little bit violated. I'm not really sure. There wasn't a line really to get in, so I'm not sure this is necessarily worth the wait, but this is what the hell happened." Then a couple women asked for my autograph, which I thought was very strange, and I decided to leave because I thought, it could either get a lot better or a lot worse, but I thought it could get, well, it could have gotten worse. So then I had to call my mother, who was still back in California, and I had to, again, wait for an hour and a half or so, because by the time, you know, she got up and so forth, and so I called her. It was about 6 o'clock her time, 9 o'clock Eastern, and I said, you know, Mom, get out a fresh VCR tape. You know, you want to put this, you want to record the Today Show, particularly 7:30 to about 7:42. To which she asked what I had done to get on national television, which I said, nothing. I did nothing. It was done to me. I did not plan this. I'm not really sure what the heck just happened. So, you know, about an hour and a half later, she calls me laughing hysterically and then asks, like, why he kissed me, which, again, I could not give a straight answer because I didn't know. Apparently, he has some attraction to men with shaved heads. I learned from watching David Letterman for years that Willard Scott was indeed crazy at some level. But in any case, Willard Scott kissed me on national television, which I actually still have on tape. And that was actually the funniest thing of watching when I got back was I got to see this, like, WTF look on my head of as he was, like, pulling back because I just was, like, in total disbelief that this was happening. But in any case, maybe when I turn 100, I'll be on the Smuckers thing. But Willard Scott kissed me on national television on the Today Show. Thank you very much.